The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson will be telling us about a restaurant embroiled in a social media war. And we'll find out what that is like to be involved in for a mom-and-pop restaurant. But still to come, your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you've got comments on the Silk Road 2.0 being taken down, an undercover operative, some sort of an agent on the inside of the site from day number one, according to the federal complaint, we'll continue that discussion here in moments. With you tonight, by the way, in the studio, you have me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
Let's go to Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg. So you were... You had started to say something there toward the end of the last hour, but we ran out of time. And, Greg, just to bring our listeners up to speed, you were talking about how you believe that if only money is the only relevant vote that people have in society, that you think bad things can happen. And you were starting to kind of paint a picture of what you thought that would mean.
Right. I mean, we're all familiar with examples where the political power is the only if political power is too strong and money is not, then you get something like the USSR, and certain people could get away with murder if they're, you know, well-connected politically. But the same thing can happen if you get rid of every other signal except money. For example, and, you know, this may...
Now, why would you want to get rid of... Before you go on with this sort of silly scenario, why would you want to get rid of other signals besides money?
Well, my friends are... Some of them are anarcho capitalists. So they basically say that any kind of political organization is evil and the market should be completely free. In other words, if I want something to exist, I should support it with money, with my wallet.
Okay, but that doesn't answer the question of why you would want to get rid of other signals. I mean, in the marketplace, there are plenty of signals besides money. There's direct feedback where you can talk to a manager at a company or talk to an employee and tell them how you feel about how you're being treated as a customer, and you can communicate that information to other people. There's word of mouth, which is one of the most the most effective ways to sink or swim a business. And yeah, I mean, to some extent, money backs that in that if people are spreading word of mouth about a bad company, then they're not going to go there and buy things. But ultimately, that's not the only method of communication in a free market. There's plenty of ways to send signals in a free marketplace, and most of them have to do with your mouth rather than money.
Well, I mean, certainly. And I'm just telling you what my friends who are anarchists are saying. There's not a lot, not everyone who is a libertarian is an anarchist. But I'm specifically saying to people who say there should be no state at all, there should be no political organization of any kind. And I'm saying, look.
Well, one doesn't follow the other. I mean, maybe your friends are just really kind of shoddy at understanding the ideas of liberty. But just because somebody calls themselves an anarchist doesn't mean they understand what the free market is all about. Many anarchists are not in favor of true freedom. They just like the idea of taking down the status quo.
Well, I'm also coming as somebody who kind of is an anarcho-capitalist.
You describe that way?
Well, no, I wouldn't describe it that way. But
no, you describe yourself that way as an anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah, I might, depending on my mood. But my question that I would wonder is you're immediately throwing his friends under the bus, and I'm kind of wondering whether or not he's interpreting what his friends are saying correctly.
Yeah, maybe.
Greg? Right. I've spoken to them for years about this, and the scenario I proposed, they actually agreed with it that it would be preferable, and that's what basically.
We're kind of losing your signal there, Greg. I want to put you on hold here. I want to give you a chance to sort of describe the scenario, but I wanted to object to it beforehand simply because I think it's premised incorrectly, that it's premised on this false idea that without the political system, there will only be money to influence other
people
organizations.
People won't communicate.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. And Greg did drop off the line. I presume he's going to
be calling
back.
People will just walk around downtown New York throwing dollar bills at people, never saying a word.
Right. Money isn't good enough. I mean, money is an indicator that, like, if your the revenue to your business goes down, that could be an indicator you're doing something wrong. But you'll never know you're doing well, or you'll never know what it is you're doing wrong if you're doing something wrong if you don't get anybody giving you feedback and saying, oh, well, I'm not spending my money at your business because your manager treated me like crap the other day when I had a problem and he didn't resolve it in the way that I was expecting. If customers don't communicate verbally through a physical conversation or through email or through a phone call, then those businesses won't be able to identify the problem, whatever it is that's causing them the issue with unhappy customers. They won't be able to appropriately identify it and fix it. And so that's one of the reasons why if something happens at a business, I want to give somebody more information. I don't want to just,
right. You
know, you don't want to just stiff somebody on a tip or whatever. You want to talk to someone and let them know what went wrong. So, and that's if you care. And I like to see a business succeed rather than fail. I'd rather let them know what they're doing wrong.
And speaking of, you know, money being able to solve everything, have you guys ever noticed in, like, the TV shows and movies that have, like, a medieval sort of setting? There was never a conversation from a shop owner of how much something cost. Somebody would just, like, hand him a bag of silver and be like, I would like a room and fresh meals and send me a hooker. And things got done, and the guy never said, yeah, you owe me, like, another ounce and a half of silver. Mm. It was just, oh, you gave me a bag of silver, and here's your things.
Share your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dave's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
This sounds like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And, yes, you sound fine. Go ahead.
The hey, guys part always gives me away. But I have a bone to pick with you, but an improvement to suggest. You guys had been talking about the Pledge of Allegiance during an earlier show.
Okay. It's been a little while, but yes. We've certainly talked about that.
The Pledge of Allegiance certainly could be improved by not happening.
Well, actually, yes. Your suggestion, I think the consensus, I got the impression, was, you know, don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and don't say it. But I have a better idea. Our Buckminster Fuller, I think it was, said that rather than just fighting something, what you want to do is replace it, right? You want to have competition for it.
Okay.
So, I found an internet meme, and I've gradually improved it over, you know, the last year, I guess, as I go to government meetings. What I do is I don't try to avoid necessarily standing or saying the pledge, but I just say a different pledge. And I'll say, and to the empire for which it stands, one torture state under fraud, completely visible, with spying and lying to all. And I make sure people can hear me.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that would be the only concern I have with that is that if everybody is chanting and they're so, you know, swept up in the heartwarming nationalistic moment of having people speaking in unison this obedience pledge, that maybe they won't really be noticing what you're saying, even though you're saying something different.
Well,
so what sort of reactions have you gotten?
If you wanted to get attention to yourself, you could also, while saying this pledge, give the original American salute to the flag.
The more Nazi-esque
the
salute.
Bellamy salute.
Yeah, the Bellamy salute. The Nazi salute. That would draw some attention.
I would like to see at least one or more state rep introduce something to repeal the New Hampshire School Patriot Act.
Oh, no.
Which is the thing that became law in July of 2002 that requires schools to set aside a time to voluntarily say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Wow. That's terrible that exists here. So, Dave, what sort of reactions are you getting?
Well, I think it all depends on how loud you say it. But, again, it doesn't really matter what people in the – I mean, it doesn't matter that much – what the people and how many people in the room see you, because there's only going to be 10 or 12 people in the room probably, but it would just get video of it and put it on YouTube. And, in my case, usually a few hundred people will see it. And, you know, other people might get less, but again, it's all about how loud you say it.
Yeah. I mean, there's an argument for it there. I mean, they could also say that's more disruptive, right? Like if you are shouting your version of the pledge, trying to out volume the other people in the area, that could be even more upsetting to them than you just sitting quietly during their pledge. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's if one particular path is less likely to lead to a punch to the face by some crazy, angry nationalist. But, Dave, thanks for the suggestion here tonight. I appreciate it. Anybody not participating in the pledge in whatever way they feel comfortable, I think, is the way to go.
It's like the flying spaghetti monster of pledges.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Does that get people punched in the face, the flying spaghetti monster?
I don't know. I hope not.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can take control of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1288. That's 1-800-481-1288. 1-800-481-1288.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
A It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the next Silk Road takedown, Silk Road 2.0, it's gone. Gone, as well as the forums. There's two separate sites. There was the Silk Road site and then the Silk Road forums. They've both been taken down. During the first raid on Silk Road 1.0, I believe the forums were still up because they were being hosted at a different location. So apparently these forums were hosted in the same spot, but I'm jumping to a conclusion there. We're still learning more about it as time goes on. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can connect with us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts and the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media on their side, and all antiwar.com has is you. But their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay, and they're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. That's antiwar.com/donate. I think I've relayed as much as I possibly can, that as far as what I know about this Silk Road 2.0 takedown. Did y'all have anything else you wanted to throw out there, or any questions, anything that has been unclear to you about this discussion so far?
Not that I can think of. I'm just curious to see how many other admins are going to wind up getting arrested. Because as we know with the first one, there were at least two more arrests, possibly a few others.
Mm.
So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how far does this go?
We will see, and we'll keep you in the loop here as things continue to develop. Johnson, you brought a story in tonight that goes in a bit of a different direction. It's internet-related, but more of a real-life business.
You've got
a mom-and-pop restaurant embroiled in what is being called an unexpected social media war happening in Utah County, Santa Quinn.
This seems to happen. It's been happening more and more recently. I mean, there was a story. I don't know if you ever heard about it. Amy's Baking Company was a big thing for a while because the owners were kind of kooky and crazy.
And they wound up going on that show.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. He was like, I'll turn your business into like a flourishing, thriving business.
And it's actually funny. From that season, they were the only company that didn't go out of business.
Well, they're also the only ones that basically kicked him out in the middle of the show.
Right, right.
So it's kind of ironic. Some sort of business guru?
Well, Gordon Ramsay's this
celebrity chef.
Yeah, celebrity chef in the United Kingdom. He has like several different restaurants that are very successful, and he did this thing where he would go around and he would find just kitchens that were just disgusting, like really dirty, and businesses that were run really poorly, and he would whip them to shape. You know, and
but it didn't work out.
It didn't work. I mean, it's so hard to continue to run a business that it's like even after fixing the problems.
Right. Because
a lot of times they would slide back into their old ways. And
right. Yeah. I mean, if the problem was created by you, bringing in some kind of outside expert to fix the issue is only going to be a temporary solution.
Right. And probably. Most restaurants only stay in business between like 3 to 5 years anyway.
Right.
And these were all restaurants that are like, you know, we've been hemorrhaging money. We're going to have to shut down in another month unless things change. Come save us. And he would come in and they'd have like a really great night for one night.
Yeah.
And then he would leave and then it would go back to normal.
I will say some of the later seasons, some of those restaurants have been switched around and are now successful. I mean, he would teach them what to do. It's not just like he's doing all the fixing. It's he would whip the owners into shape to say, this is how you need to manage. You know, these are the problems.
But and it may have been too little too late.
Sure,
I mean, like we were talking about before, when Greg called in about communicating in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
word of mouth kills a restaurant. I mean,
yep.
if you even if your food's good, if your service is bad, word's going to get around and people aren't
going to come. One of the things that they would do to combat that is he makes sure to do like a, especially with restaurants where that there's a bit bad image problem like that, to do a major event, they completely redesign the interior of the restaurants mm-hmm. in most cases so that it makes sure it's like got a new feel, like it's a new place, or that it's under new management, so that that word of mouth will get reversed and get fixed. Maybe. Yeah, it's always,
I mean, restaurants are a tough business anyway. I mean,
right.
even if you're good at running a restaurant, it's a highly competitive industry.
Right.
And most of them are closed within the first year,
right.
and the other remaining set of them are closed within the first 5 years.
So the story I mentioned there with the Amy's Baking Company is this, these people, like, they were getting trolled.
That's this story tonight or a different story?
Different story. Okay. This is a different story that I mentioned just because they were embroiled in social media stuff where they basically tried to respond to every one of their trolls.
I wouldn't say that all of them were trolls.
That's true. But I mean, every bad review, they're like, all you haters on Yelp, mm-hmm. like responding to every single person with, you're just vicious and vindictive.
Feeding
the
trolls.
We hate you all. Yeah, feeding the trolls.
The cake that I ordered from you tasted exactly like the cake that I picked up from Walmart in the bakery. F you, you don't know what a good cake tastes like.
Wow, yeah, that doesn't look good to anybody when you see a business behaving that way. We'll continue the story here. Dave's on the line, though, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Dave? Go ahead.
Hey, I'm in the chat room there, and there's a couple of things we want to talk about with you guys.
You're on the air. Go ahead. You can't say those things on the radio. I'm sorry about that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, maybe because he's in the chat
room. If you're in the
room.
Chat, maybe the chat should discuss about how they need to find it and send a better representative.
Yeah.
Because you're an S representative.
But see, they only had money to make that decision,
right.
and they could only scrounge up like 45 cents. And he's the only one that would do the job for that amount.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry, chat room. Just so you know, this is a radio show, and if you can't be radio friendly in your calls, then you're not going to get on the air. At least you won't last for very long. And if you don't like the new music, well, too bad. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'll tell you that with the new music or without the new music, it hasn't made a difference that I can tell in, Free Talk Live listenership or downloads or anything like that, which is what I predicted.
I will say that the new music is a lot better than some of these, like, two-minute-long things where it's somebody giving a speech as an intro.
God.
Before
yeah,
the host starts talking.
Like something from The Matrix or something?
No. Well, that could be something. But also a lot of talk show hosts, they have these self-referential, self-loving kind of intros.
Howie Carr, he is God!
that kind of imaging.
One hand tied behind his back, he's taking on Jesus Christ.
One thing I like about the music, especially when coming back, is it's a little bit shorter. It's not,
Well, they're also fading it down, too, so it depends on the board operator. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're listening to talk radio for the music beds, you might be listening for the wrong reason. Just saying. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Media war explodes around a mom-and-pop restaurant, a social media war. The story from KSL in Salt Lake City. With you tonight in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can help us with that for $5 a month. We can do more outreach to internet listeners, bring new listeners on there. We can bring new radio stations on board with Free Talk Live. And maybe expand our satellite footprint. So there's a lot we can do with your $5 a month. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast forum, the AMP Only Facebook group as well. So get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Story from KSL.com, where a family-run restaurant has found itself at the center of a social media nightmare after a now-fired worker's incendiary post about police on his own Facebook page drew outrage against the business. So in this case, this wasn't even the business itself that had posted something upsetting.
Right.
And the business also then attempted to make things right, and that upset people. Leslie's Family Tree Restaurant in Santa Quinn is best known for its massive scones and its history of paranormal activity on the property, which makes it a regular attraction for ghost hunters. if you've never seen the Penn & Teller BS Ghost Hunters episode, it's one of the most hilarious that they've ever done.
We've got haunted scones.
Tuesday, however, the restaurant saw exceptionally high traffic on its Facebook page as commenters raged about a photo and caption that a cook posted on his personal Facebook page that suggested a good cop is a dead cop. Judy Dancy, who handles social media for the business along with her other responsibilities, said the cook acknowledged the inadvertent impact his post had on the restaurant and even suggested that he be fired. The business subsequently responded on its page with a message condemning the cook's post, acknowledging his termination, expressing an appreciation for free speech, and then offering free meals to police officers. Dancy said, quote, "We just wanted to show them how much we appreciate what they do, not thinking that could ever be a bad thing."
You know, I really think that you need Chris Cantwell here when you're making the discussion about this story.
Because he hates the police?
Well, yeah, he would be the guy defending the cook. And, you know, I think that he would have an interesting perspective on this.
Well, now, the statement that a good cop is a dead cop doesn't necessarily suggest killing police. That statement could be interpreted as, if you're a good cop, you end up dead, meaning that the bad cops will kill you. Right?
I don't think that's what most people think when they hear
that. I know
that
what you think is, you know, oh, well, this person's advocating killing. Well, if you think about it, if you're a good cop amongst a bunch of scumbag cops who are really corrupt, they might just kill the good cop if that good cop is
threatening. Or they'll force you to quit.
Yeah, maybe. But if the good cop's really doing good things and, like, trying to stop the bad guys, then he would go after, in theory, the good cop would go after the corrupt cops and possibly put his own life in jeopardy and end up dead. So I think it just depends on how you interpret that that statement. But nonetheless, the business owner in this case felt as though they needed to apologize for their employee's statement on his own personal Facebook page.
Right, which
to
is
me,
ridiculous.
That seems silly. Why is that ridiculous?
Well, it's just ridiculous because these companies are invading people's personal privacy and going into their Facebook. It's like, okay, so they said something that you don't like. It's still free speech. It doesn't matter whether or not it happens on Facebook. What if that person had said it somewhere else and it got back to those business owners by word of mouth? Is it still okay to fire them because they said something you don't like?
Mm-hmm.
And well, I find it kind of ironic that the owner says, we support free speech, but we went ahead and terminated the guy anyway.
Yeah, no, you don't. But no, I mean, and when I say is it okay to fire them, I'm not saying that, like, oh, it should be illegal to fire someone over something. I think they should be able to have their own business relationship, you know, however they want to do it, but it doesn't make them good people. And, you know, clearly they're not.
The business responded on their page, again, condemning the cook's post. She said she was surprised that people would think it was a bad thing to show the police how much they appreciate them. The restaurant's attempt to quell the initial firestorm was met with more outrage. One man posted on their page, quote, "This place gives free food to murderers and kidnappers just because they wear badges," unquote. A family member of Darian Hunt, who was shot and killed by Saratoga Springs police as he carried a samurai sword, even weighed in on the debate. Cindy Moss, his aunt, blasted the restaurant's gesture on Facebook and in a subsequent interview with KSL, saying, quote, "It makes me sick."
And she was crying and bawling during this interview. It was interesting.
"It seems so awkward and messed up that people are rewarding the people who killed my nephew." Ms. Moss acknowledged the work of good police, but said she felt compelled to react because of what happened to Hunt.
Now, what's interesting, too, is this type of news story where they're actually showing the other side, where they're saying, you know, people saying, hey, these police are murderers, and people talking about, you know, violence that's happened against them. This type of story would not have happened even a few years ago.
You mean as far as the attitude of people toward police?
Right. I just don't think that, you know, people would be even willing to come out necessarily publicly. And the media, it just doesn't seem like they would have covered this type of thing at all. Like, they would have brushed it under the rug. And now, you know, since, Ferguson, right, it's coming out. Finally. Finally, people are opening their eyes.
That's a good point. And the fact that a business owner now feels uncomfortable for having taken a position on this at all, is interesting, and she was surprised by it because I don't know how big Santa Quinn is, but I can tell you it doesn't look like a big place. I'm just, you know.
And a business owner is getting flack for saying cops are good.
Right.
Like, all cops are heroes and we should support them.
Well, I don't think it's just that the business owner is saying, I like cops, cops are good. It's that the business owner is saying, I like cops are good, and they can have anything they want from my store.
Well, right, they're pandering.
But, yeah, they're
look,
pandering.
Santa Quinn is a small town. I just looked it up. They've got a population of 10,000. And so the business owner is pandering. You know, the small town mentality is that cops are heroes and that the cops and the town are good guys. And, you know, nobody talks about the corruption going on because there's corruption in every small town, likely. It's just that, you know, whether you know about it or not is another question. And some people are fed up enough. I think you're right, Johnson, that people are fed up enough. They're willing to associate their own personal Facebook profiles with their distaste for the police now.
Right.
And some business owners are behind the times.
But not just that. I think it's also the fact that the media is covering it is pretty astounding.
It's noteworthy.
Well, and giving it fair and like, giving it kind of balanced coverage, like saying, like, hey, this is what people are saying on the other side, and that this business is getting flack. For, you know, that not only are people willing to go out of their way on Facebook and say that, hey, cops are scum or cops are bad, but also the fact mm-hmm. that the media is willing to cover a story where a business is getting flack for saying that cops are good and offering them free stuff.
Right.
The fact that the media is not just brushing that under the rug.
And you have to wonder how much of a role websites like Cop Block played and the Free Thought Project, to where every day they're showing stories of, you know, cop charged with, you know,
yeah, not
molesting
just a single story,
and
too. Dozens of stories every day.
There was the one story where the cop raped someone on the hood of his car.
So we'll continue here with the story. The business subsequently took down their response along with some additional posts, Dancy said, but a number of negative reviews remain because of the Cook's post. Dancy said the Leslie Family Tree Facebook page usually gets about 75 views for one of its posts about a daily special. She estimated the page has seen around 7,000 new views due to the Cook's post and the business's initial attempt to make good. In retrospect, she says, maybe I wouldn't have opened a Facebook account because I'm considering taking it off. We have always respected everyone's freedom of speech, too, so we were literally stuck between a hard spot and a hard spot. Well, they put themselves there, and she could have just ignored the post of the guy who was working for the restaurant. She could have just left it alone and posted the next daily specials.
Right, because he didn't make the post
on
the Facebook page for the company.
If he had done that, then I would understand them
absolutely.
Trying to distance themselves from it. More coming up, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but there's enough time for you with your call and thoughts if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl over at his website, fpp.cc. There's kind of some big changes coming for you, Daryl, at least from the audio side of what you're doing on fppradio.com.
That will be announced Sunday
on
Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
So people who want to hear about those changes should listen to Peace, Love, Liberty Radio this Sunday on LRN.fm.
Yes.
So there you go. And go to fppradio.com. You can download stuff later on there, and you also get the daily newscast that you put together on a seven-day-a-week basis. That is not the news. That will not be changing, but something else will be changing.
Right. Something else will be changing, and I think it's actually going to wind up being an improvement.
Okay. All right, good. Well, we'll talk more about that next week. Check out more of Daryl at fpp.cc. Some of his writings and audio products are all there, and most of it's totally free. So you can join us on the phones here at 855-450-FREE. We were talking about a mom-and-pop business stepping in it in social media. Turns out people have opinions these days about the police, and they're more than willing to share them on your Facebook page if you take a position about the police, whether in pro or against the police. People are going to be upset about that, and then you're just going to be in the middle of this conflict, which this mom-and-pop business in Santa Quinn, Utah, discovered themselves in. They didn't want to be there, and they didn't have to be there, as far as I can tell. One of their employees posted on his own personal page, and the company decided to weigh in by firing him over it.
Yeah, they should have just left it alone. You know, it's not,
yes, they should have.
It's not their page. It's his personal page. It's none of their business.
They fired him, and then they also gave the police free food after that, and that resulted in a bunch of people who are less than happy with the militarization of the police, the violence that they inflict upon peaceful people, saying, hey, you shouldn't be giving food to people who hurt other people. Now, they called them murderers, which isn't a fair thing. It's not fair to call all the police murderers, but certainly they do aggress against people.
Right.
They do threaten others. They do arrest peaceful people who've never harmed another person, and business owners are now getting hurt by supporting the police, and I think that that's a good thing. To some extent, I think that it's good that people are willing to express themselves to these business owners and let them know to keep their opinions about the police to themselves if they want to have a chance at being a successful business. There's more coming up here. Your calls are welcome. Brian is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WSMN in Nashua.
Hey, good evening, guys. So
hi, Brian.
I was just curious, in general, how do you guys feel about police in general? I mean, does is Free Talk Live pro? Well, is it probably not pro, but are you guys, is it fair to say you guys are anti-police?
No. I don't feel safe around police. I don't feel safer. I feel like, you know, basically the way I feel about police is it's like, oh, I may or may not be protected by this psycho jock with a gun. That's my general attitude when I feel like I'm around police. It's like, oh, I'm being protected by this guy who, you know, maybe made his way out of high school and, you know, is, you know, hopefully going to be a good guy, you know, hopefully isn't just a bully who wants to, you know, express force over other people and is going to be a good person, has actually joined this job to do good and hasn't been corrupted by all the other scumbags who they're working with. That's generally how I feel about cops.
If the police were only enforcing crimes that actually had a victim, then I would not really have a problem with what they do.
I feel like the drug war has basically had a much broader psychological effect on the police. You know, you look back, I mean, even you look back at how the media portrayed police back when it was the Andy Griffith Show, you know, and look back then versus now with these stormtroopers in riot gear.
Yeah, so I agree with Daryl on this one. I don't have the same real kind of jaded, fearful attitude of that Johnson was expressing, but that's because I get out there among the police a lot in New Hampshire, and I have, you know, conversations with them, and I see them more as human beings.
Well,
there
was one
misled.
More thing that I wanted to add.
Yeah, sure.
The only time that I've ever had a gun pointed at my face, it was being held by a police officer who responded to the wrong address when they were supposedly investigating a burglary.
Yeah. The only time I've ever been kidnapped has been by the police. I've never been kidnapped by a private kidnapper and, you know, had any of my time stolen or my money taken from me. So, yeah, I think that the police today are aggressing against peaceful people, and that's why people don't like them. That's why people are upset at them. I don't want that to happen. I want them to be out there protecting people. I want them to be, you know, arresting murderers and rapists and arsonists and people that destroy property and others who threaten people and harass. You know, that's to me what the police should be out there doing, but they're only doing that some of the time, and they're not doing that all of the time. Instead, they're spending their time on marijuana smokers, people with open container, people who roll through stop signs,
people that don't get a driver's license,
people who change their name, you know, so they do all kinds of ridiculous nonsense, Brian, and I wish that they were just more peace officers than law enforcement officers. What about you?
So it sounds like you guys are anti-police, just like
no, I'm pro peace officer.
Well, what's the difference? I mean, police in general, their very first interest before they do anything else is to establish their security. And I'm not a cop. I've never been a cop. I don't pretend to be a cop. But all I'm saying is that
shoot all the cops.
I want to hear what he's saying.
Their safety before they do anything else.
So if there's like a 5-pound dog there, they should shoot it in the face, right? That's what establishing security is. Well, then what are you talking about? Because that's what a lot of these bully cops do, you know, and that happens frequently.
Yeah, I don't understand why you brought the comment up about police establishing their own security. What was the point of bringing that up?
Well, you just mentioned a moment ago that you were detained by a cop, right?
No, I was arrested.
You were arrested.
I've been arrested multiple times for civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I've never hurt anybody or caused any fraud, but yet I've spent weeks of my life behind bars.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that people who don't hurt other people should go to jail. I think that, you know, the only people who should be arrested are the people who are a threat to others and the people who are violent and dangerous and destructive. I mean, don't you?
I think that we have a lot of laws, and we have a lot of laws for a lot of good reasons. Maybe not all good reasons, but...
So the law that I violated on Tuesday by uploading a picture of my ballot before I put it in the ballot machine, did I harm anyone there? Should I wind up going to jail because I refused to pay the $1,000 fine?
I think that's an example of a stupid law. I mean, I'm not going to argue that there aren't stupid laws. What I am arguing is that...
they should all be enforced.
No, we should get rid of laws that are ridiculous.
But in the meantime, they should be enforced?
Yeah.
Why would you want to have them enforce bad laws?
Because it's on the books, Ian.
I want him to answer, please. Go ahead.
Isn't the point that we should get rid of bad laws? If we have laws that are stupid and stink, isn't that the point that we should get rid of those laws?
But that'd be great to get rid of them, but why not in the meantime have the police not enforce them?
Well, police aren't supposed to... police have a lot of discretion.
You don't know what you're talking about. The police have discretion on almost everything.
They ought to enforce all the laws, or they ought to get rid of... They ought to get
the police don't get rid of the laws.
Legislature...
So you're arguing for the police to be mindless automatons then. You're saying the police shouldn't be making decisions about which laws are good laws and bad laws. They should just enforce them all across the board no matter how bad they are. I mean, so essentially you're arguing for the mindless automaton and police enforcement. What are you saying?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that police already have a wide array of discretion.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should enforce the laws that exist, but as a people, as a legislature,
I've completely understood what you've said. Maybe you misunderstood me restating what you said, but I've understood. You're saying the police should enforce all the laws, even though they have discretion, and the legislature should change the bad laws. In the meantime, you're saying bad laws should be enforced.
Yeah.
So basically, just to clarify, just to further clarify, Brian, what you're saying is you would have supported the enforcement of the fugitive slave laws back in the 1800s.
I'm not familiar with those laws.
They're the laws that force people to return escaped slaves.
Okay. I mean, I haven't read the law, so I don't want to say...
Take my word for it. They existed. And your position is those laws should have been enforced until they would have been changed. Do you realize how inhumane and sick that is? I hope you'll think about that, and I thank you for the call tonight. We are out of time. You can join us tomorrow night.
Police have discretion, but don't use it.
Right. Please. I want police who are smart enough to make decisions about what laws are bad and what laws are good. But apparently that's crazy.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.